Today we are going to learn Perek Lamed Tes from Yecheskel, which is a little bit more dramatic than yesterday's Perek Lamed Ches. It gets into a little more gory details about the scene, the way it's going to look during the end of the Goyg u'Magog period. And he describes at length the war and the result of the war, the way the Goyim are going to be laying about all over the ground, and people are going to become drinking their blood and eating their meat, and all these exciting stuff, like we're soon going to hear. Says the Navi, V'ata ben Adam, you, the Eibishter says, the human, Yecheskel, he Navi al Goyig, I'm giving you a Navu about Goyig, V'amarta, you should say, Koy amar Hashem Elikim, this is what the Eibishter said, here's to you, Goy, the leader of these nations. The Eibishter tells him, I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael, and I'm going to destroy your arrows, your bows and arrows from your left hand, and your arrows from your right hand I will make fall. You're going to fall all over the mountains of Yisrael, you and your chevra, and all the people that will be with you. And the birds are going to come sweeping down, and the animals are going to come to eat your flesh. So says the Eibishter, I will make a fire in the people of Goyg and Magoyg, and the people will know that I am the Eibishter. My great name, my holy name, will be spread out by the Yidden, and it won't be hidden for anymore. And the Goyim will know that I am the Eibishter, and I make myself holy with the Yidden. What's going to happen? The Yidden are going to go out, and they're going to destroy, and they're going to burn up with the ammunition, and the shields, and arrows, and bows, and with sticks and spears. And they were going to destroy them, like flame them up, with a fire of 7 years, says the Eibishter. Why? Because there's going to be a lot of Goyim, obviously, so it's going to be a long campaign of destruction. Says the Eibishter, they will not take branches and wood from the field, and they won't have to chop down any forests, because with their weapons, they will make the fire, and they will plunder the Goyim, so says the Eibishter. And what's going to happen on that day? The Eibishter is going to bury them, like we said yesterday, because they buried Yefes. And Yefes covered Noach, and they will be buried there, Goyg and his chevra, and it will be called Gei Hamoin Goyg. And he says, there's going to be all these people spread out, and they're going to try to bury as many Goyim as possible. And it could take up to 7 months, this process. Says the Eibishter, tell the birds that fly, and tell all the animals of the earth, gather together and feast on the sacrifice, which I will sacrifice for them on the hills of Judea, and you'll be able to eat the meat and drink the blood. The meat of the mighty you will eat, and the blood of the leaders you will drink. All these different types of animals can come. There will be enough fats from the Goyim to go around. And you'll be able to get drunk on the blood of the Goyim that are going to be sprawling around from the sacrifice which I will sacrifice then. The horses and the chariots and all the mighty people, they're going to be laid out on the table, and you will be satisfied from them, says the Eibishter. And then the Goyim will see my judgment which I did, and my hand which I put in them. And the Yidden will finally know, says the Eibishter, that I am the Eibishter from now on. And they will now know like this, that the reason why the Yidden were Goyla from Eretz Yisrael is not because the Goyim were stronger than them. It's because they didn't sin. That's the only reason why the Eibishter let the Goyim come. So because of their tumah and their sins, I hid myself from them. But, he says, the time has come, says the Eibishter in Perek Pasuk Chafei, in Perek Lamites. So therefore, says the Eibishter, now I will return all the Yidden and I have Rachmanis on Beis Yisrael, and I will avenge the Yidden for my holy name. They will come and they will sit on their land in security and without fear. I will gather them in from all the nations, and I will be made Kadesh in the eyes of all the Goyim. And they will know that I am the Eibishter. Because, listen like this, the Yidden, when they were in Golos, we were going all over the place, in this country, in that country, and there was never a time of real peace by the Yidden. When all the Yidden will be returned to Eretz Yisrael, and there will be nobody left in the other nations, then the Yidden will finally realize that, says the Eibishter, that I was the one that put them in the other nations, and I'm the one that's going to bring them back. I will not hide myself from them anymore. And asher shafachti esruchi al beis Yisrael, I will spread out my ruach on the Yidden. Nu'um Hashem Elikim, so says the Eibishter. So we see from here the great wars that's going to happen. The Goyim are going to come, and Eibishter is going to destroy the Goyim. We don't really hear so much the Yidden's part in this war. Is there going to be a Jewish leader that's going to fight? Is it totally Mumaila? All we know is that the Goyim are going to come. The end result is they're going to be all over the place. All the haters of the Yidden will be destroyed. And they're going to have this tremendous, you know, fire and everything that's going to go along with it. But what exactly are the details of this fight? Who will be leading the Yidden? How will it work? That is more descriptive in the Navi Zechariah, Prokim Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. That we're Mirta Hashem going to continue tomorrow.